Dollar Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
612 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Brime, Austin Price. Happy 4th of July. We're getting these fireworks underway in less than 3 hours now, so getting excited about that.
Yeah.
We have three stories this afternoon that you really should know about. Let's go ahead and roll them out. Austin?
Here's today's top three stories.
Tonight, the night sky will come alive along the waterfront as Pensacola's 4th of July celebration gets underway. Be sure and bring along that radio, Cat Country 98.7, providing synchronized music to those explosions. Fireworks on Pensacola Beach. Engage at 9 on the Quiet Water Beach Boardwalk. City of Milton's big fireworks show over the Blackwater launches at 9 also. Another 9 o'clock event, the 4th Annual Fireworks Extravaganza at Cross Faith Church in Molino. And up in Jay, fireworks getting underway between 8:45 and 9 o'clock.
All right, and we'd like to know about this a day or two ago, but of course it's very pivotal now. AAA ready to assist stranded Florida drivers during this Independence Day weekend. The Auto Club is activating its Tow to Go program. You've heard us talk about this on previous holiday occasions. The free service provides impaired drivers and their vehicles with a safe ride home. The program begins 6 p.m., so that was 15 minutes ago. Begins at 6 p.m. tonight and continues through 6 a.m. Monday morning. If you need help, call 855-2, spell out Tow, the number 2 again, and then go. So 855-2-TOW-2-GO.
Okay, here's your third story. Unlike people, pets, they don't like the noise and explosion with tonight's 4th celebrations. Well, fireworks can cause a great deal of stress for pets. Here's a few tips. Might help you out through the night tonight. Do not take your pet to a fireworks show. That's pretty
good. That one's first and foremost.
No-brainer. Don't leave your pet in a hot car if you attend a show. Keep pets indoors. Turn up the radio or television as a distraction. Never leave pets unattended outside. Now, if you do, make sure they're on a leash and make sure your pet has proper ID tags and preferably microchipped. It is now 6:15. Moving right along, Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Chris. And you know what, man? When you're right, you're right. We were talking about how we're probably going to see a resurgence of traffic congestion trying to get on to Pensacola Beach, and that is exactly what we have. If you're coming over the bridge trying to get on to Pecola Beach, we do have some backups there that are pretty severe, and we've already been dealing with backups trying to get on to Navarre Beach as well. So if you are dealing with those couple of issues, they hopefully shouldn't hold you up for too long, but we're holding out on hope and that's it. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 91 degrees, low of 77 tonight. This weekend's going to have highs in the low 90s as well, 93 for Saturday, 91 for Sunday, but that one's only a little bit lower because we have a 60% chance of showers.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
I want to add this on there about the traffic situation with heavy beach traffic really starting to ramp back up for the fireworks display tonight at right. 9 o'clock. Motorists are maneuvering flow from the 3 mile to the Sykes Bridge on Gulf Breach Parkway. But listen, if you're making your way down to Navarre and or Fort Walton Beach, a nice alternate route is to transition onto the Garcon Bridge from the 10 freeway.
Mm.
That'll help you out a whole lot.
All right, and we're still learning the effects of the many line item vetoes made by Governor Ron DeSantis this week. One of them is an appropriation for Santa Rosa County's Veterans Treatment Court. Some local veterans are questioning whether losing this program could result in losing lives. The program is designed for veterans that are dealing with PTSD, addiction, and or other mental health issues.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
A community is coming together after a pastor accused police of racial profiling after officers pulled him over. Fox 13 down in Tampa Bay has more on the story.
Community members and members of the St. James AME Church of Bartow rallied at Fort Blount Park downtown in support of senior pastor Dontavious Sanders.
I can't even put it into words how grateful I am.
Bartow police say Sanders was pulled over for a malfunctioning tag light shortly before 1:30 a.m. Sunday. They add Sanders' window tint was too dark and beyond the legal limit. Police say Sanders didn't respond to the officer at first and denied allowing them to search his car. Officers searched the car but didn't find anything. They tried to print the citations, but there was a problem with the machine, so they gave Sanders a warning and released him.
By all means, I apologize to you.
During the rally, Chief Walker apologized to Sanders personally, though Sanders says it's going to take action.
And questions are being raised about just who is paying for alligator Alcatraz. President Trump and Governor Ron DeSantis have said that the federal government would fund a temporary immigrant detention center in the Everglades. Yesterday, though, the U.S. Justice Department said Florida has not received federal funding for the facility and has not applied for any. The DOJ made that claim in a response it filed to a lawsuit over the center. Justice officials also say Florida is constructing and operating the facility using state funds.
618 News Radio 92.3. Florida Democratic lawmakers tried to enter the new detention center down in South Florida, nicknamed Alligator Alcatraz, as the first group of detainees arrived down there. Fox 7, down in Miami, has more on the story.
A group of state senators and representatives tried to enter for an official visit to inspect the property. Citing Florida Statute 944.23 and 951.225, despite the law, they were turned away. The back and forth getting contentious. Earlier this week, President Donald Trump was allowed into the facility and given a tour. Lawmakers voicing concerns about how this facility was made and who's coming here. Meanwhile, the Department of Homeland Security appears to be distancing itself from the facility. It says no federal money has been authorized or directed to Alligator Alcatraz. The detention center has an estimated $450 million annual cost.
Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. An Oklahoma doctor is held without bond, accused of staging her young daughter's death here in Florida. Here's Lisa Brady.
Police responding to a drowning call at a rented vacation home in Miami-Dade County found the body of a four-year-old girl floating during pre-dawn hours last Friday. An affidavit obtained by the Associated Press says the girl's mother, Dr. Neha Gupta, told investigators she heard a noise and found her daughter, Aria, unresponsive in the deep end of the pool, but can't swim and couldn't get her out. However, preliminary autopsy results ruled out drowning and found injuries suggesting the girl was smothered. Dr. Gupta now facing a murder charge in Florida, also accused of trying to avoid prosecution by fleeing to Oklahoma City, where she was jailed. Her ex-husband telling detectives they were in a custody fight. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
620 on the nose here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. Back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest hitting national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3, 4th of July edition.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's ENSEC.net.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors, at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Bands on the Beach is presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority and happens every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Come on out and bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's Vinyl Revival. They're a six-piece band covering hits from the 70s through the 90s from Pat Benatar, Blondie, The Cars, The Cure, Journey, AC/DC, The Doobie Brothers, and The B-52s. Catch it all at Bands on the Beach with Vinyl Revival. Just remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income, financial security is about more than investments. Robert's Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Robert's Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Today is the Free Pensacola Fireworks, presented by Pensacola Young Professionals and the Pensacola Chamber. At 7:30, be at Community Maritime Park for Pensacola Symphony's free Sparks and Stars concert, sponsored by Peter Muget and Pensacola State College. You can also listen to the symphony broadcast live at 7:30 right here on News Radio 92.3. Continue listening at 9 as the fireworks will be synchronized to the music presented by Penn Air Credit Union. Bring your radio and enjoy the 4th of July.
The Florida Hot Tub and Swim Spa Expo is rolling into Pensacola for a blowout weekend, July 4th through 7th at the Pensacola Interstate Fairground. They're clearing everything out. Hot tubs, swim spas, saunas, and cold plunges with savings up to 50% off. Many models available for immediate delivery and zero down interest-free financing for those who qualify. Inventory is limited. It's first come, first served. So don't miss out this weekend only at the Pensacola Interstate Fairground on Mobile Highway in Pensacola. Visit FloridaHotTubExpo.com.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
And it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
I brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
Top national stories this hour.
Okay, 624 News Radio 92.3. Happy 4th of July to you, Americans nationwide, heading out to celebrate the 4th. If you haven't joined us since 4 o'clock, we've been taking you to different cities around the country and how they're celebrating. Today, right now, we're going to take you to North Avenue Beach in Chicago.
We are seeing rain on and off this morning, but you're still seeing some families out here celebrating the 4th of July. After all, we do know that most of America has the 4th of July off from work today, and a lot of families are celebrating here at the beach, some even getting here as early as 8 a.m. this morning to start the celebration first thing this morning. But some U.S. cities started this party even earlier, with fireworks shows starting around the country yesterday. Lucky for us, though, this year, the 4th of July falls on a Friday, giving us not only a three-day weekend, but also even more time to celebrate with friends and family.
625, Austin Price, looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
All right, there's two, technically three spots, so we'll just compromise and say 2.5. If you're trying to get onto Navarre Beach, coming over the bridge, you are going to be backed up for a while. If you are trying to come on or come over the bridge to get onto Pensacola Beach, you are going to be waiting a while. And thirdly, if you are trying to get off of Pensacola Beach, you're going to be waiting a while. We've got heavy waves of congestion in all three of those areas. Outside of that, though, nothing going on. As for the weather, 91 degrees, low of 77 this evening. Tomorrow, going to be a 30% chance of showers, high of 93. Sunday is going to be a bit different. The high is going to be lower, but that's because the chances of rain are going to be higher. The high is going to be 91 with a 60% chance of rainfall.
News Radio 92.3, I took you to Chicago. I'm getting ready to take you now to another area. Of course, it's Washington. Free rides being offered in the nation's capital tonight in hopes of reducing drunk driving on the 4th holiday. Jessica Rosenthal has more for you.
From 4 p.m. today through 4 a.m. Saturday, the Washington Regional Alcohol Program will give people free Lyft rides up to $15 in value. You do need to get a code from rap.com/soberride and then enter the code into the Lyft app. RAP offers such services on lots of different holidays and claims to have provided more than 97,000 free rides since 1991 in the D.C. area. A few other cities are offering sober ride programs tonight, including in Hampton Roads, Virginia, Charlotte, North Carolina, and Frederick County, Maryland. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Chris, I know you're a traveling guy. You've been to a lot of places. Have you ever been to Louisville, Kentucky?
My mom was born in Louisville.
She
used to spend many summers there as a young boy.
Oh, okay. So this is a good question then. Yeah. Were you a patron of the Louisville Zoo?
I was not only the zoo, but the Louisville Bat Company that makes baseball bats, the Louisville Sluggers there. And they also had R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Company there.
Oh, okay.
Well, and the, of course, stop. I got to tell you, she lived on Winkler Avenue. That's where the Derby is. They used to park cars in their front yard during the over Churchill Downs.
All right.
So, yeah, I know Louisville a little bit.
It seems like it. The Louisville Zoo is losing one of its longtime family members, Cecil the gorilla, moving out west to a one-acre habitat at the San Francisco Zoo. Cecil has called Louisville home for the past 21 years, but this move will give him the chance to lead his own gorilla group. A farewell celebration is planned for July 12th.
Okay, let me see. We took you all over the place. We Washington, we were tapping into different areas around the area. New York City, ready for this one? Mm-hmm. New York City officials ramping up security ahead of tonight's Macy's fireworks show. It's always a good one. Here's Nate Foy. He is on the streets of Manhattan this afternoon.
The Department of Homeland Security is working with the FBI as well as state and local law enforcement to ensure that everybody celebrates America safely today, especially here in New York, where the Macy's fireworks show is set to happen tonight. The largest fireworks show in the entire country. 80,000 fireworks shells will be fired from barges in the East River with 30 different colors, projection mapping of the Brooklyn Bridge. It's going to be a great show, but safety is the priority. And the DHS says there are no specific or credible threats in New York or anywhere else in the country, telling Fox News, quote, "We are enhancing security measures and coordinating intelligence sharing to proactively address potential risk, including, as you mentioned, those from lone wolf actors."
And police in Bethany Beach, Delaware, looking for the person who shot fireworks into a crowd of people. The incident happened Wednesday in the area of Garfield Parkway. That's where someone aimed a mortar-type firework into the middle of a group of people along the beach, hitting several of them. Cops chased the suspect, but as of earlier today, he had escaped and was yet to be found.
There's always a knucklehead somewhere. President Trump met with former Hamas hostage Eden Alexander. Very exciting move here. Christina Coleman was there, has the details.
The 21-year-old American-Israeli is from New Jersey, and he was the last known living American hostage in Gaza. He was serving in the Israeli military when he was captured during Hamas's October 7th attack in 2023. Alexander was just 19 years old at the time. After the Trump administration worked to secure his freedom, Alexander was released in May. He spent 584 days in captivity and says he was treated better after Trump won the presidential election.
Okay, if you're thinking about maybe investing in your future, Mega Millions tonight, $60 million, $26.9 million, that is your cash option. They make that drawing around 10 o'clock. Coming up in less than 5 minutes, we'll do sports on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. President Trump celebrates Independence Day at the White House by signing his one big, beautiful bill into law.
The golden age of America is upon us. We are in the golden age. It's going to be a period of time the likes of which I don't think this country has ever experienced before. We're going to make America great again, and it's happening very fast.
But Democrats say millions of Americans will lose their health care very fast because of changes to Medicaid. The new law also makes permanent the Trump tax cuts from 2017. At least 13 people are dead after flash floods sweep through Kerr County in south central Texas.
It saw almost a foot of rain before 9 a.m. The swift water rescue crews have been looking for people stranded in homes, vehicles, and even trees. Kerr County officials say an unknown number of people remained unaccounted for.
Fox's Dana Marie McNichol, America's listening to Fox News.
During the month of July, score incredible savings on American-made flooring at Jonathan's Flooring. Like 5mm vinyl plank flooring in a variety of colors with pads, normally $299, now only $249 a square foot. Or 6.5mm vinyl plank flooring in a variety of colors with pads, normally $399, now $329 a square foot. The Made in America sales event happening throughout the month of July at Jonathan's Flooring, 9320 North Palafox, and online at jonathansflooring.com.
Hey there, home buyers and sellers. I'm Will.
And I'm Angela.
With Cannell and Company Realty,
your dynamic real estate duo.
We're not just realtors, we're real estate MVPs. With a game plan tailored to your needs, we'll score you the home of your dreams.
Whether it's finding the perfect starter home or selling to upgrade, your goals are our goals, and we'll make sure you come out on top.
Angela Sherrill, 850-292-3165.
Will Maven, 850-261-7020 or at willmaven.com.
Hey, it's Gambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup today. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, tonight, the night sky will come alive along the waterfront as Pensacola's 4th of July celebration gets underway. Bring along your radio as Cat Country 98.7 will provide synchronized music to the explosions. Fireworks on Pensacola Beach engage at 9 p.m. on the Quietwater Beach Boardwalk. City of Milton's big fireworks show over the Blackwater, along with the 4th Annual Fireworks Extravaganza at Cross Faith Church in Molino, also begin at 9. N&J fireworks will get underway between 8:45 and 9.
Okay, afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. Here's your second story. AAA's ready to assist stranded Florida drivers this Independence Day weekend. The Auto Club is activating its Tow to Go program. The free services provide impaired drivers and their vehicles with a safe ride. The program is now underway. Started at 6 o'clock tonight. Continues through 6 a.m. on Monday. Need help? Here's a number to emblazing your brain. 855. The number 2, Alpha, A, it's T-O-W, the number 2, and then Alpha, G-O, 2, toe, 2, go. Know that number. It might help you out.
Absolutely. And unlike people, pets don't like the noise and explosions with tonight's 4th of July celebration. Fireworks can cause a great deal of stress for pets. A few tips for tonight. This one should be self-explanatory. Don't take your pet to a fireworks show. Also, don't leave your pet in a hot car if you attend a show. Keep pets indoors. Turn on the radio or TV as a distraction. And never leave pets unattended outside. If you do, make sure they are on a leash and make sure that they have proper ID tags.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Bayfront Parkway is in the process of getting shut down in preparation for tonight's 4th of July celebration. Now, while getting there shouldn't be too difficult, getting out later, different story, could require a lot of patience, actually. Mike Wood from PPD says officers will be stationed at major intersections and traffic lights, and those lights, by the way, will be synchronized.
We'll let everybody start flowing north and south at the same time, and then we'll switch east and west at the same time. So we'll get everybody out of there as quickly as we can. Just please be patient and please do not drink and drive. Unfortunately, every year after the fireworks show, there's some DUI arrests, and we'd like to be able to report next week that we had none.
Okay, PPD encourages you to carpool, maybe have a designated driver, or even take an Uber or cab downtown to avoid getting that DUI.
All right, and Escambia County's Board of Commissioners meet next week, and they'll be reviewing an agreement with the Santa Rosa Island Authority to provide fire services on the island for direct payment from the SRIA. They voted recently to raise lease fees to avoid potentially huge MSBU increases. The county had been reviewing options for funding fire service, including MSBU increases that could have hit beach residents pretty hard.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Washington Nationals outfielder James Wood became the third player to announce his participation in the Home Run Derby. And then he went out and left the yard against the Tigers.
It hit the very top and it might have hit the top and gone into the flowers. And let's put it this way. See you later.
That was courtesy of MASN as Wood hit an opposite field solo home run that just got out in the second inning as the Nationals defeated Detroit 11-7. It was the 23rd home run of the season for Wood, who will compete in the Home Run Derby on July 14th at Truist Park in Atlanta, joining Mariners catcher Cal Raleigh and Braves outfielder Ronald Acuna Jr. Staying in baseball, Dodgers fans can breathe a sigh of relief as third baseman Max Muncy has avoided a serious injury. Muncy told reporters Thursday that he could miss 6 weeks after being placed on the injured list with a bone bruise in his left knee. The injury occurred Wednesday night against the White Sox when Michael A. Taylor, who was attempting to steal a base in the sixth inning, collided with Muncy. Muncy, a two-time All-Star, hit .333 with seven home runs in the month of June. In boxing news, Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. has been arrested by Immigration and Customs Enforcement and is being processed for expedited removal from the United States. According to the Department of Homeland Security, Chavez, a Mexican citizen, has an active arrest warrant in Mexico for his involvement in organized crime and trafficking firearms, ammunition, and explosives. Chavez entered the U.S. legally on a B-2 tourist visa, but he stayed past its expiration date of February 2024 and also made fraudulent statements on his application to become a lawful permanent resident. Chavez was arrested in Studio City, California on Wednesday, days after the former middleweight champion lost to Jake Paul. And in the NBA, the Lakers have re-signed free agent center Jackson Hayes to a one-year deal, according to ESPN. You can listen and follow the Fox Sports podcast at foxsports.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Joe Morgan.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Well, former NBA guard Ben McLemore has been found guilty of first-degree rape. The verdict was announced Thursday following an 11-day trial. The former Portland Trail Blazer committed the assault during his time with the team in 2021. McLemore's defense says that he admitted to having sex but maintained it was consensual. The victim is a 21-year-old woman who says she was incapacitated due to heavy drinking and could not consent.
639 News Radio 92.3. Let me talk Wahoos real quick here. The good guys extended their winning record Thursday over the Shuckers 2-1. They're still playing above 500 ball with a record of 40-37 here in the 2025 season. The Wahoos and Biloxi Shuckers match up again tonight. MGM Park, not here, but over in Biloxi for game one of their three-game series. By the way, they threw that first pitch out at 6:35. Just getting that game underway.
All right, and the NBA Summer League slate kicks off this weekend. The Heat, Lakers, Spurs, and Warriors will take part in the California Classic from July 5th to the 8th. Meanwhile, the Grizzlies, Jazz, 76ers, and Thunder will simultaneously participate in the Salt Lake City Summer League. All 30 teams will descend on Las Vegas for the NBA 2K26 Summer League, which will run from July 10th to 20th.
Here's something the president likes. The White House could soon host an ultimate fighting event. Yeah, Trump says plans are in the works. Here's Jared Halpin.
President Trump says there will be events across the country at national parks and monuments in honor of next year's America 250 celebrations.
We're going to have a UFC fight. Think of this on the grounds of the White House.
The president did not announce a date for that event, but says UFC founder Dana White will have a facility built to host 20 or 25,000 people.
So we're going to have some incredible events, some professional events, some amateur events. But the UFC fight's going to be a big deal.
President Trump has received rousing ovations sitting ringside at UFC fights, including one shortly after winning the 2024 election and another last month. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Mark Ryan with a Sports Minute. To me, golf has always been the sport where there's the biggest difference between average Joes and the pros. But today, competitive eating takes the cake. Joey Chestnut won his 17th Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest in 20 attempts, pounding 70 and a half dogs in 10 minutes. Joey is living proof aliens live among us. And I have fallen ill just reading this. I'm Mark Ryan.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project, we never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's Frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new Frosty Swirls and Frosty Fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo Brownie Fusion, Pop-Tarts Strawberry Fusion, Strawberry Swirl, Brownie Batter Swirl, Caramel Swirl, and Caramel Crunch Fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to Frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co. LLC. Used with permission.
Here's today's health news.
642 News Radio 92.3. Your safety, of course, is important on the 4th of July, especially when it comes to those fireworks. Here's Lisa Brady.
This is House Call for Health. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission says nearly 15,000 people were treated for firework-related injuries in emergency rooms last year, and 11 people died. Some tips include not allowing young children to play with fireworks, even sparklers. They burn at a temperature of around 2,000 degrees. The commission also suggests never trying to relight or pick up fireworks that have not fully ignited, and to keep a bucket of water or a garden hose around just in case. You can get more tips at cpsc.gov, or for more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, free rides are being offered in the nation's capital tonight in hopes of reducing drunk driving this July 4th holiday. Here's Jessica Rosenthal.
From 4 p.m. today through 4 a.m. Saturday, the Washington Regional Alcohol Program will give people free Lyft rides up to $15 in value. You do need to get a code from rap.com/soberride and then enter the code into the Lyft app. RAP offers such services on lots of different holidays and claims to have provided more than 97,000 free rides since 1991 in the D.C. area. A few other cities are offering sober ride programs tonight, including in Hampton Roads, Virginia, Charlotte, North Carolina, and Frederick County, Maryland. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
All righty. And you know, it may not be the first thing you think of when it comes to 4th of July foods, but today is National Caesar Salad Day. It's considered one of the most popular salads out there, so I guess beyond all the barbecue and potato salad, I guess, you know, dig into some Caesar salad if it's on your mind.
Yeah, roll it on up here to the table and give me a salad.
Yeah, yeah, why not? Why not?
645 News Radio 92.3, Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together.
Thank you very much, sir. Let's see, looking at the roads here. Whew, all right, things have gotten dicey if you're trying to get onto these beaches. It's been giving us trouble all afternoon, but if you're trying to come over the bridge to get onto Pensacola Beach or come over the bridge to get onto Navarre Beach, we do have some heavy backups both ways there. Also have some backups that have developed if you are trying to get off of Pensacola Beach or off of Navarre Beach, so be on the lookout for those spots. Outside of that, though, there's not much holding you up. As for your weather on a local scale, 91 degrees, low of 77 tonight. This weekend's going to have highs of 93 and 91. Sunday's high is going to be a little bit lower because we've got 60% chances of showers.
You know, the folks down in South and Central Florida must be saying special prayers today because the weather has been really moving in very bad. I mean, they're planning to get a lot of rain showers, things like that. But today, boy, listen to this. The weather it went easy on the folks down there because, you know, the celebrations in Southwest Florida were in jeopardy because of the rain showers. Mm. But guess what? Things improved. Robert Ray is in Fort Myers this afternoon, says things are happening.
We thought the 4th of July, Independence Day, America's 249th birthday, would be a washout here in Southwest Florida. Not so much. Well, we woke up with all of those storms coming into Naples, Bonita Beach, and Fort Myers Beach. But it's all cleared and the festivities are rocking. And by the way, new businesses are opening on Fort Myers Beach since the decimation of so many of them nearly 3 years ago after Hurricane Ian's storm surge and winds ruined many of these pockets in Southwest Florida. So an exciting day as many beachgoers are out. Folks are on the water and looking forward to fireworks here on July 4th on Fort Myers Beach, Florida. Robert Ray, Fox Weather.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. As Americans travel for the 4th of July weekend, gas prices remain high but steady, declining slightly after hitting 2025 highs. A spokesperson for AAA says drivers preparing to travel for Independence Day will be seeing cheaper prices at the pump this year, with gas prices likely to face upward pressure as demand increases ahead of the holiday. The national average for regular unleaded gasoline was $3.19 cents per gallon Sunday, down 3 cents from a week before. Luckin Coffee, the fast-growing chain that beat Starbucks at its own game in China, is entering the U.S. The first two U.S. locations open this week in New York City, marking a ramping up of competition against Starbucks and other coffee chains that have successfully built a loyal following in target Gen Z drinkers with TikTok-worthy drinks at affordable prices. The markets are closed today for the holiday and will reopen tomorrow. That's Your Money Now.
Well, the Environmental Protection Agency, otherwise known as the EPA, taking action against employees who criticized the Trump administration. Lillian Wu is on News Radio 92.3.
Around 140 employees who signed a letter of dissent against the Trump administration's policies have been placed on leave by the Environmental Protection Agency while it investigates the letter made public Monday. In it, current and former staffers express concerns about the administration undermining public trust, ignoring scientific consensus to benefit polluters, and about its cuts to environmental justice initiatives. Their advocates say the agency appears to be ignoring employees' First Amendment rights. The agency calling its actions warranted because the employees had signed the letter which denigrates leadership using their official titles. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And tax credits for electric vehicles will expire September 30th under the sweeping spending bill passed this week by Congress. That includes the $7,500 credit for buying or leasing a new electric vehicle and the $4,000 credit for used EVs. A Harvard University analysis estimated ending the credits will save the government about $170 billion over a decade while reducing EV market penetration by 6%.
Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. As America celebrates its 249th birthday, the military is celebrating a serious uptick in recruiting. Here's Kevin Urensky.
The Army, Navy, Air Force, and Space Force have all reached yearly recruiting goals well ahead of schedule. Pentagon Chief Spokesman Sean Parnell.
Enthusiasm to serve is at all-time highs.
He says recruiting is reaching levels not seen in 30 years. Air Force Chief of Staff General David Alvin had this message while appearing earlier this week on Fox and Friends.
If you want to look just beyond yourself and you want to be part of a winning team in a game that really matters, and that's national defense, come join the Air Force.
Parnell says the country should remember on this Independence Day and every day.
Our freedom is ensured by the men and women in uniform spanning here at home and across the globe.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
It's about that time of year again, Austin, firing up the grill, getting those floaties out there in the pool. John Saucier says enjoying those days of summer, it's going to cost you a little bit less this year.
Jump in. What a summer for a pool party, especially since the cost of throwing one has come down. Consumer data provider Numerator did an analysis for the Associated Press, finding the items you'll need for your swimming are down to the lowest level since 2020. When you get hungry, that's when the costs go up. Wells Fargo's Agri-Food Institute says the classic July 4th cookout is actually up 2.2% more than last year. When you eat the food, don't forget to wait 30 minutes before getting back in the pool. John Saucier, Fox News.
All righty, just about 6:51. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes, some frivolous headlines to help ease you into the end of this 6 o'clock hour and this Friday evening right here on News Radio 92.3.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Well, here we are again, and this is looking like a pretty lopsided matchup, Jim.
That's right, Ron. I mean, in one corner, we've got a 175-pound guy, and in the other, a 6,000-ton heavyweight train?
Jim, this guy has no idea what he's getting himself into.
Ron, the size difference alone is staggering.
Oh, unbelievable, Jim. And this guy is acting like he doesn't have a care in the world.
What is this guy thinking, Ron?
Well, this is one of those rare moments where I actually find myself at a loss for words.
I can hardly bear to watch.
It's no contest. Every day, people tempt fate and die trespassing on railroad tracks. Railroad tracks are more dangerous than you think. See Tracks, Think Train. For more safety tips and information, visit ctracksthinktrain.org.
Have you fallen behind on your mortgage payments? The National Foundation for Credit Counseling is a nonprofit organization that has helped consumers in situations just like yours for more than 60 years. Our certified housing specialists will work with you to review your finances and create a custom plan that's right for your specific situation. NFCC member agencies provide free and affordable help and meet U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development standards. Call 866-687-6322 or visit mortgagehelpnow.org.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on the Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Blue Sky Landscaping and Pensacola Hardware.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. You know, a couple of years ago, we started doing something with the Pensacola Morning News that until that point we had not done at all, which is to podcast the entire episodes. Now, we've always put podcasts up of the interviews or of particularly interesting segments, but for several years we have podcast the full show, so you can go and listen to it at your leisure. If you, you know, listen to us at 6 o'clock normally, you can go back and listen to the 5 o'clock hour, or, as some people have told me they do, you can even re-listen to things just to catch stuff you might have missed. In any case, all the podcasts are available at newsradio923.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All the news updates within 30 minutes, right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
All right, 6:55. It is a spectacular July 4th evening. It is going to be just masterful for the fireworks, which fire off at 9 o'clock tonight in town over on the island. Speaking of the island, let me just go ahead and jump in here. Austin Price looking at the weather, but more importantly here, that local traffic is a monster coming across the 3 Mile Bridge.
Absolutely. Yeah, we do have some very heavy backups. If you're trying to get on to Pensacola Beach, you are going to be waiting a while. We even have some congestion if you're trying to get off of Pensacola Beach. And similar can be said for Navarre Beach. We don't really have much congestion if you're trying to get off, but if you're trying to get on, just like Pensacola Beach, it's been giving us a lot of problems all afternoon.
And let me just add this in here, Austin, real quick. If you're making your way to maybe heading down to Navarre or Fort Walton Beach, or better still, coming in the back door towards Pensacola Beach, nice alternate route this afternoon. You can transition onto the Garcon Bridge from the 10 freeway and take it on in. You have a choice.
Absolutely. And looking at the weather here, 91 degrees, low of 77. Tomorrow is going to be a high of 93 and a low of 75. Sunday's going to be a little bit lower of a high, only a high of 91, but that's because we're going to see some increased rainfall chances. Saturday's chances are sitting at 30%. Sundays, we're going to see them get, at least currently, going to see them get as high as 60.
Here's today's pop culture news.
You meant to say pop-up showers, didn't you?
Sure, sure.
We have something going on. If you're heading over to France, maybe you're loading up the family there, heading over there. Do me a favor. Take along a lot of patience with you. Air traffic control strike is disrupting travel to and from and all over France. Carmen Roberts has that story for us.
Tens of thousands of airline passengers have been scrambling to rearrange travel plans at the height of the summer travel season as a French air traffic controller strike causes flight cancellations across the country, including at all Paris airports. Disruptions started hitting airports Thursday and intensified Friday, with the National Civil Aviation Authority warning disruptions and long delays are to be expected at all French airports. Ryanair alone canceled more than 400 flights, impacting 70,000 passengers, and called on the EU to reform air traffic rules. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
And the rapper known as Trippie Redd is arrested at Miami International Airport. The man, whose real name is Michael White, was taken into custody on an active warrant out of Miami-Dade County. He was attempting to board a flight to France at the time of the incident, oddly enough. White was booked into the Turner-Guilford Knight Correctional Center.
Okay, a new Fox poll out today suggests voters are more optimistic about artificial intelligence, but they're still skeptical, rightly so. Kristen Goodwin has the story.
11% of those surveyed in a Fox News poll of over 1,000 U.S. voters say innovative is their first reaction when they think of artificial intelligence technology. 10% noting thoughts of excitement or positivity, and 5% say they're cautiously optimistic. 47% say they view AI as bad for society. That's roughly unchanged since 2023, while 43% view it as a good thing, up 5 points from 2 years ago. And when asked about federal regulation, 62% say they don't have much or they have no confidence in the government's ability to regulate AI, while 38% say they have a great deal or some confidence. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Foreign tourists could be paying more to enter U.S. national parks. This is under a new plan by the Trump administration. Jared Halpern has more from the White House today.
Ahead of celebrations and events marking the country's 250th anniversary next year, President Trump says he'll raise entrance fees for foreign tourists to help fund improvements at national parks.
The national parks will be about America first. We're going to take it America first for the national parks.
The president announcing that executive order at a rally in Des Moines. The order also directs the National Park Service to ensure U.S. residents get priority access for any permits or reservation systems. The administration says increasing fees for foreign visitors will fuel investments in the parks, reduce maintenance backlogs, and increase conservation projects. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And Jurassic World Rebirth is taking a huge chomp out of the box office. The dinosaur film starring Scarlett Johansson made $25.3 million yesterday. Its total domestic haul so far now sits at $55.8 million. The seventh film in the franchise is now tracking to make around $138 million over the five-day July 4th holiday period.
Lifeguards across Pensacola Beach are preparing for the holiday here. Green and yellow flags flying along the beach this weekend. Dave Greenwood, Water Safety Chief for Escambia County Public Safety, confirming 32 lifeguards will man those towers. He says more people on the beach means more responders on standby. Mm. Hey, you go out and have a great 4th of July, Austin.
Right back at you.
And all you folks out there, thank you so much for listening. We'll be back Monday, 4 o'clock. We'll see you then. News Radio 92.3.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.